The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Okay, thank you very, very much for having me. Start the day the Torah way, London, Rabbi Avi Wiesenfeld. I want to talk about a topic which I think is very, very negaya for us nowadays, especially what we're going through. And I think it's always kedai to talk about a halacha which is very practical, which is something that we're busy with. We've just been zeichet to have a gavaldige yontov, Kabbalah Torah. We've just been zeichet to have a beautiful yontov. And let's go back into some of the halachos which are negeya. So the interesting chazal, Omar Rav, kol ha-mavakeh sa-choyle, mitzvah medina shel gehenem. I want to talk a little bit about the union of being mavakeh choyle in the mitzvah. It's a gavaldige mitzvah, it's an important mitzvah. And it's a mitzvah which is sometimes not understood in its proper way. And that's what I want to go into. Omer Rav, kol ha-mavakeh sa-choyle, mitzvah medina shel gehenem. Shenema ashrei maskeh adol b'yoyim, ro'o malteo Hashem, ein dal elo choyle. Ve'im bikroi maschara, yivamakeh the choyle, you visited him, you helped him. What's the schara, what do you get? Hashem yishmor v'chayeo v'asheh ba'oretz v'asheh titnenu b'nefesh oibov. The Rabbi Shom looks off you, it's an amazing thing. Sefer chut ha-mashulash. He brings down the Kiva Eger. However busy he was, even though later we'll see in a moment that there are certain situations that sometimes you can get maybe someone else to do it, but I'll compel him to realize that it's a choshev a mitzvah, and therefore it should be done at all costs. Rabbi Kiva Eger was very, very mahadu in the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. When he heard that there was someone who was sick, he went to visit him, he brought him things, he even slept sometimes there overnight, and he constantly davened for him, which is an amazing thing. There's an unbelievable Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai brought down, and the Ben Yehuda brings down a Chazal. The Chazal tell us, Ben Giloy Noitel Echod Mishishim B'choylo. Right? For example, show you what a Ben Giloy exactly means. It means Pasha is the same muzzle you were born in, but you take away 1/60th of the sickness. Says the Ben Ishchai, what does this mean? I take away 1/60th of his sickness. That means that the person that visited him, you know, gets stuck with it. I'll be tether, I'll be nature. It doesn't make any sense. It's not something that we understand. Not only that, the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is an unbelievable mitzvah, which the Mishnah in Peah tells us, it cannot be that there will be a hezek, there will be a damage that comes out of this mitzvah. Elamai, says the Ben Ishchai, means that it means you get Ben Gila, you get the tsar. A person receives tsar when you go visit someone who's sick. You feel bad. You get the tsar of the choyle. And because of this tsar, 1/60th of the sickness is removed from the choyle because of the tsar that you get. And that has a tremendous koyach to actually be merapid to help somebody else. Now, where's the makor? Where do we learn this whole halacha of bikur choylem? So the pasuk tells us, Devarim Yud-Gimel, pasuk Kei, Achle Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, says the Gemara, in Sotah Daf Yudalei Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that the kavanah of this pasuk, Achle Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, means to go in the ways of Hashem, to emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam. And as the Gemara tells us, Sotah Yudalei Amud Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bikur Cholim, just like the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mevakeh Cholim, we know by Avraham Avinu after the Brit Milah, so if you want to know how to emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam, this is the way to emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam, is the Mevakeh Cholim. There's the Gemara in Bamatzia, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, learns from the Pasuk Yitshemot Yitches, Daf Chof, Vaidat Olam Es HaDerech Asher Yelchu, Yelchu, Zu Bikeh Cholim, says the Gemara in Bamatzia. Says the Gemara in the Dorim, Daf Ramat Tes Amud Beis, Remez le bikur cholim in haTorah. There's a remez that bikur cholim is midaraisa. Shenema by midbar tezayin choftes im roes kol adam umotu meila producer kol adam yitkad aleim upirshu apkato kol adam haydush v'ne adam mavakim oisom. Says the Gemara in the Dorim that the way of doing this is to mavakir cholim. And the question obviously is bikur cholim a daraisa or is it a drabonon? Pashtus from the Gemara that we just mentioned. It's a dindaraisa, and as I passed from the Bahag, the Urayim, the Smak, and many other Gedolim, we've shown him that the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is actually a mitzvah daraisa. However, there is a Rambam. The Rambam brings down mitzvah, say, medivrei soifrim, and as I passed from the Meiri in the Dorim Lamed Tes. And as I, the Remez, the Gemara tells us, the Remez in the Torah, so we know this, for example, from Masechtas Makos and other places as well. For example, we have the same thing in Hilchos Yichud, and Eves and Mechopes. The same idea, it's Halacha L'Moshe Mishinei. So whatever you hold, it's a Doraisa D'Rabbanon. It's a very, very harsh of a mitzvah. Not only that, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah Sheres Beis brings down that Bikur Cholim is included in V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha, and says the Aruch HaShulchan in Yerideya, that Bikur Cholim is one of the mitzvahs Hayyosa Gedoylois, V'hu Mitvorim Sha'oichol Peres Teya Bo'olam Azeh, V'akem Kiyemes Lo'olam Abba, Mishneh and Peya, we say every morning. Says the Chofetz Chaim in Sefer Avos Chesed Perek Gimel, that L'maisa, the mitzvah Bikur Cholim, is included in Gemilat Chasodim, to make the Chayla better, to raise up his spirits. But we have to understand, apart from the Gavaldig Amailu of the mitzvah, what exactly is the Geder HaMitzvah? When is it, when, for example, is someone a Chayla? When should you visit him? When should you not visit him? How to visit him? There are so many halachas, and I think, in the situation that we're in, Baruch Hashem, we're seeing tremendous yeshuas and brachas and klal Yisrael all over the world right now, and it's people are getting better, and people are coming out of hospital, mamash chesed Hashem. But let us understand the halachas that are negeah to this, to knowing how to visit people when yes and when no. The first and obvious question is, if we're dealing with such a chosh of a mitzvah, which could even be a deraisa, where's the bracha? Right? This is a famous question which is asked in many different situations. We know this question is asked by, for example, Hilchus Tzaka. This question is asked by Hilchus Kibud Av Ha'Eim. This question is asked by Mishloach Monos. There are so many times that we ask this question. There's a famous Rashba in Tshuvas Chelik Aleph Siman Yud Ches that brings down that because the mitzvah can be mevatel, meaning the Chayla can say, no, I actually don't want you to visit me right now. Therefore, says the Rashba, because we don't make a bracha, just like similar to Kibud Av Ha'Eim, that they could be Moichel Al Kvoidom. The question in the Rashba is he actually choshish for a bracha levatola? Like, was he worried that if I, you know, make the bracha and then go visit him, he's not going to let me in, so it's a bracha levatola? Or is the pshat is that since it can be annulled through somebody else, it's considered annulled now? That's a shiloh in the Rashba. There's the Oizarua. The Oizarua says, you cannot make a bracha on something, very interesting, Lashon of the Oizarua. He says, you cannot make a bracha on something that's chayovim boitodeh. You're constantly chayev in the mitzvah, you're never going to be potter. You can't make a bracha on that. Right? Very, very interesting. In fact, the Magen Avraham, in Or HaChaim, Siman Kuf Vav, Sid Dalet, brings down, why do we make a bracha on tefillah? Tefillah, it's a mitzvah, it's a drabbanon, but we make brachas on many drabbanons. So why over here do we not make a bracha on tefillah? Says the Magen Avraham, Or HaChaim, Siman Kuf Vav, because, that's when he brings an avu drum. The reason why he says you don't do that, you don't make a bracha, ein loy keva. There's no time. Davening is always. There's always an opportunity to daven. There's always a time that you can daven to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And therefore, Ein Lo Keva, says the Magen Avraham, that's the reason why we don't make a bracha. There is a Ravid. The Ravid says, why don't we make a bracha on Bikur Cholim? Because it's as if you're being moida on the kilkel that he has, which is very, very interesting. And there's a famous Rabbeinu B'chayim, Bamidbar Tezvav Lamadches. Rabbeinu B'chayim says, you don't make a bracha on something that's so understandable that even the goyim do it, right? That's interesting why, which is obviously a question of why we make a bracha on a tefillah tzedayim. Goyim also wash their hands before they eat. But anyway, we're not going into that now. But our point is something that's so obvious. Even kibbutz of aim falls into this category as well. Why don't, according to many shittas, do we not make a bracha on kibbutz of aim? Your parents are coming down in the morning. You're about to stand up. You're about to be mechabed them. You're about to do certain things. Make a bracha. Baruch atah. Nope. So we had an answer by Tzedakah and by Shlach Monas, that we say that it's sort of like the Zalzan in the whole thing, right? You go with someone with a Shlachmanas and you say, just give me a minute, 1 second, I need to put my gartel on, just one to the mikvah, and I make a bracha, Baruch atah, right? What are you doing? Oh, I'm doing a mitzvah. Oh, so you mean you're not even like me, you're just doing a mitzvah, you become the mitzvah by me because there's nobody else to give it to. So you're being the Zalzal in the mitzvah. So maybe they hear as well, Bikur Cholim. Oh, you only been mavakim me because it's a mitzvah, not because you actually want to. So there's the Zalzal in that, and therefore you don't make a bracha, that'd be another reason. And Rabbeinu Bachai again says, it's something that's so understandable, and therefore you don't make a bracha on that. But I want to discuss, and this is a very crucial part of Bikur Cholim, it's a very crucial part. Why is it there's a mitzvah to Bikur Cholim? What's the pshat in the mitzvah? Where is this coming from? So there are two very, very important nekudas that we'll speak about. Number one, and this is also something that just people don't know. But, I mean, people love to do the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, it's kvaldik, but they don't know how to do the mitzvah properly. So number one is to daven for the cholah. The very first and most important reason why you are actually being mevakeh the cholah is to daven for him. That's number one. And number two, which we'll speak about in a moment, to try to to understand this halacha is to see if he needs anything. Okay? That's a gewaldige, gewaldige insight. In fact, there's a Mordechai Shlach Kodesh, by the way. I can mention the Shlach Kodesh. The Shlach Kodesh writes that the mitzvah of Bikacholim actually involves the body and the soul. The body, because you take care of them, and the soul to dumb them. It's very unusual for the Shlach Kodesh that we have a mitzvah that involves both the body and the soul. And Bikacholim is one of them. So let's talk about the first one. There's a Gemara in Dorim, that's Memam Aleph. Well, the Gemara says like this: "Kol ha'mavake etachoyle mavakish olav rachamim." When you visit somebody, you daven. Sheirgan that he'll live. V'chol mi she'ena mavake etachoyle, not mavake etachoyle, ena mavakish olav rachamim. You're not going to daven for him. Seems that when you visit the sick person, all of a sudden you're ma'ora to a need to daven for the choyle, right? And therefore, when you don't daven, when you don't visit him, yes, you may daven for him, but you don't get the same esoyrus. You don't get the same geshmak. In fact, there's a Ramban in Sefer Torah for Adam that brings Hilchok, and I quote, says the Ramban, imagine that. You go to someone, you go visit him, you go see how he's doing, you sit with Shmuzim for half an hour, and you leave, even buy him a present. But you don't daven for him. Says the Ramban, you weren't yet to the mitzvah. Because the aside of Bikacholim is to see him in that matzav. To see where he's holding. Oh, wow, it looks really bad. Oh, I'm going to be a tefillah. And you should know the Ramal, Alocha Lemaisa discusses this in Hilchus, Bikacholim in Yerodeisim and Shinnam. And hey, when he discusses all the halachas, the Ramal brings this down to Alocha Lemaisa. You're not Mekayim the mitzvah. What's the chat says? The Heiligach from Sofa in Chubas Orechaim, some Kup, some of Vov. He says, Kol Yisrael Areden Zelah Zeh, we're all one guf. And the Mela, just like we don't want part of our guf to be in trouble for the other part of the guf, so the Bnei Shem doesn't want anyone to be b'tzar, and therefore, Kol Yisrael Areden Zelah Zeh, we have a chiyuv to daven for them, but not just daven, but we see them in their situation, then we daven for them on a higher madriga, and that's the reason, number one, why we're actually doing Bikacholim. So that is reason number one. Reason number two, what if you're going to see that he needs something? So here the Aruch HaShulchan calls it the Ikka HaMitzvah Bikacholim. And where's the Makor for this? So there's the Gemara in the Dorim Daf Mem Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tells us that the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva was sick. There was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva was sick. Rabbi Kiva went to visit him, and he organized people there, and they davened in his room, and they cleaned out the room of the Talmud, and he said, Rebbe, you gave me life. So Rabbi Kiva went out and he said, Kol she'einim mavake es ha'cholim, ki'ilu shofech domim. Can you imagine that? You're not mavake the cholah? It's ki'ilu you shofech domim rachmon le'tzlan. What did Rabbi Kiva do for him? What was it that gave him life? He organized the room and he cleaned the area. That's what the Gemara tells us Rabbi Kiva did for his Talmud. And that's what the Talmud said, you gave me life. And from there, the Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva came out and said, if you're not mavake the cholah, you're going to be shofech domim. Right? So this is a question to see if he needs anything. That's another thing. You walk into the room, you see the matzav, you see, does he need something? Can I help you? So we'll talk about that, about Ezer Hashem as well. Towards the end, I have a very interesting thing to share with you. But there is an obvious question, and that's, are you yotza bikacholim by the phone? Right? It's very negay. We'll talk about that as well. And in a situation where you cannot visit the choyla, like, for example, he's got a contagious disease, and, you know, no one should go there, so then I want to phone him up. So according to both reasons that we just said, the choyla, you should not be yotza. Number one, you didn't see him in a situation of
Kol Halashon
being a choyla, and therefore how are you going to get this oath of davening? And number two, you're not really helping him out in any way. You can't, like, see if he needs anything. So according to that, really, you're not yotza. But the post can say, obviously, with Moshe's a tshuva in Yerudea, Meshchav Gimel, the Minchat Tzitzchok, Chedit Beis, and Mestam Adolet, Tzitzel Yezer, Chedit Kei, Chalkis Yaakov, the Chavadav, Chedit Gimel, Veshayin Tef, many daily post. Obviously, if you cannot see him and you cannot visit him, of course you could call him up on the phone. In fact, the Minchat Tzitzchok talks about if you have some kind of screen that you could see him. I guess he was a novice to know what type of phones people are going to use nowadays. And therefore, if you could see him, then definitely you go to, because then you could see him being sick, and therefore you could daven for him because you get that service, which is gavaldic. In fact, there's a very interesting shita of the Rosh. The Rosh al HaTorah, Parashas Vayetze, brings down that the mitzvah of Bikacholim is even if you don't actually speak to the Chola, but you go there and he's sleeping. So he doesn't even know you were there, but he finds out as you came to visit him, so that gives him a chizik, and therefore, according to the Rosh, it could be you are yotze in there, which is very, very interesting that you yotze in that way. Now, obviously, if you cannot go, you can send the shliach. There's not a problem whatsoever. Shlucha shel olam kamosa. In fact, the Chutam Mishodosh brings down that Rabbi Kiva Eiger was weighed down with so many shiurim and so many inyanim of the klal of the tzibur. He possibly sent the shliach in that case. In fact, that Avodah Tzvah goes, the going to the base brisk, brings out that Rav Chaim Vyska also appointed a shliach to Mavaka Cholim sometimes for him in that case. Now, obviously, it's not as good, but it could be in that case, maybe it's a bigger mile to speak on the telephone because he hears your voice and he hears that you took the time to take out the time of your schedule to think about him. But I could probably definitely sending a shliach will help in that case. There's no problem with that over there. Now, should you go by yourself? Interesting question. There's a she'iltis Rav Chaim going that seems to be mashma that you should dafka go and do bikur chodim with somebody else. In other words, you shouldn't go by yourself. You should go with others. And it's also put down the Orchas Chaim as well and the Torah Shlola that a person should always go and do bikur chodim with somebody else. Interesting. So the Gidin HaShas, the down the reason is because, you know, the more people that come in, he feels good about it, feels good about the matzah, people helped him, people came out of their way. So that's Kabbalistic, also more tefillin as well. Then it's Siv. In Hemek Dover says you don't find this in any other sefer, like Lo Matzinu, where did this come from, Bechlau? In fact, there is a Ravichov in Safras Paneach and Parshas Vayichi that wanted to say he found a makor for this. Unbelievable. Says the Heilige Rogachova, why two? Because he wanted to make the mitzvah in the proper way. Rashi says a different pshat. We know Yaakov should get the mebracha and kuponim. Rav Moshe Weiss, that's Mishlita. Rav Moshe Weiss says a beautiful pshat. The reason why two and not one, he brings down from the Rambam, as we mentioned, that the ikar of bikur cholim is to be mespalel, and he brings the Rav Mordechai Banet, Kedushim in Mesechtos Brachos, that's machadish, that if a person doesn't have a tzibur, very negay, right? We don't have a tzibur to daven with the minyan. What should I do? So I at least get somebody else to double with me. Two is better than one. It's a shtickle of my luck. Tvila Barabin. The Meir Zuk Rav Moshe Weiss Shlita. If that's the case, I want a dafka go to the chayla with two people so that there'll be tvila. I won't be tvila of one person. There'll be tvila of two people. Shtickle my luck. Tvila Barabin, which has more a potency in Shamayim, which is a Gavaliga and Gavaliga Zach. Now, if there are other people looking after him, so it's true that after be one reason of Vikar Chayim, maybe I don't need to go because there are other people. But since the other reason, which is, as we said, one of the main reasons, is to daven for him, therefore I should still go visit him in that case without any question whatsoever. The time of the day, interesting, the time of the day, it's brought down already in the Rambam, right? The Rambam brings down that you go to the Chayla Mavakar Rachm V'yotza. Interesting, the Lashon Rambam is you go in, daven, and get out. Don't spend too much time there. Very big Yisodah, by the way. I'm going to read you an email soon which I received, which talks a lot about of these things. The Shulchan Aruch, when talks about these halachas of Bikur Cholim, says that a person should not go in the first 3 hours of the day and not the last 3 hours of the day. Why, number one, the first 3 hours of the day, the illness is much lighter, and therefore you won't daven for him in that way because you won't feel that he needs it in that way. And the last 3 hours of the day also is the same idea, and that is because the illness gets worse, and therefore you'll give up davening for him. Interesting pshat. But Al Kaponim, the Aruch HaShulchan said it's not an Issa, it's only an Eitza. And therefore, if you know that, you know, visiting hours or that's when he wants to, then for sure there's no problem whatsoever in that case to visit him, even during that case. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down an interesting thing, that a man really is allowed to visit a woman, and a woman can visit a man as long as obviously there's no shayla of yichud in that case. Now, there are poskim that are cholok on this, and it's nothing to do with hilchos yichud, but the Maisa, the Shlomo Zalman, the Shulchan Shlomo, when he discusses the halachos of a chayla, he just says like nicham avelim is muta a man to a woman and vice versa. So to a bikur chayim is muta again. We're talking about being davening, and therefore there's no reason why a person can't daven for a man to a woman in that case. Now it's interesting. The Gemara says in the Dorim Memalov, ein mevakun loy lechayim ma'ayin v'loy chayim ha'ayin v'loy mechashash shalosh. What's the reason? So one of the reasons is, if a person has a stomach problem, so he's always going to be embarrassed. I just need to go to the bathroom. He's got people visiting him, and therefore he's going to be embarrassed to say that. So therefore you don't want to cause him embarrassment. And the second reason is a chole einayim and a chole rosh is because when you're speaking, it's very hard for him, to matriach him, to speak too much, and therefore it's not gedai. So what's the eitzah? The Aruch HaShulchan says the eitzah is, go outside the room, don't go in, ask the mishpacha, is everything under control, can I get you anything, and then daven for them. Destroy the eitzah, all of the different things, in that case. And obviously, if the patient says, I don't want visitors, then obviously there's no shadow whatsoever in that case that, of course, you don't visit him in that case. That's another poshut admoid. And of course, if it's a dangerous illness, like a situation of corona, that's not negeya bachlal if you know that it's contagious at that stage. Now, what is the definition of a chayim? It's a bikur chayim. What does that mean? A person has headaches, you have to go running to me, visit him. What is the definition of a chayim? So the Gemara in the Dorm again talks about this idea of Rabbi Kiba, who went to visit the Talmud, who was sick, and he cleaned up the area and whatever, and the Talmud Rebbe who gave me life. What do you see? That you see from here that the Talmud required even Rebbe Kiva to do the cleaning for him because he couldn't do it himself. That means he's what we call a Nofel Lemishkov. Nofel Lemishkov means he fell on his bed, he cannot get up, and that's what he is. So says the Maral in Guari Bereshit Yudches. That, says the Maral, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to visit Avraham Avinu Dafka on the third day of Mila, not on the first day of Mila, because on the first day there was no Cholik Kol Guf, only Eva Echad. It's on the third day of the Cholik Kol Guf, and that's why Dafka the Rabban Shem came to visit. Interestingly enough, by the way, this is today's Daf Yomi, for those people that are holding with us. Today's Daf Yomi is exactly this site, which is on the third day of the Mila, the Rabban Shem wanted to visit Avram, and that's when the whole situation happened with Reuven and Shimon, with the lady, with the whole thing of killing everyone over there in Shechem, the whole massacres of the third day, which happens to be a machlokes rishonim, whether we say it's actually on the third day or they don't have the same illness and pain on the first and second day. In the Sefer Yeshiv Moshe, in Yehudei Sefer Kufnun, they bring down the Asher V'Yashiv, what's the Gedel Maisa of a Chola that you're required to do Bikur Cholim? Is it a din like Shabbos, which we know by Shabbos Shin Chof Ches, is the Indian of Nofel Mishkov, right, the Cholok Kol Gufoy, or is it maybe even worse than that? So Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal wanted a taina that it means a little bit worse than what's considered to be a Cholok on Shabbos. Because a Cholok on Shabbos, after all, you know, is considered a Cholok when he's a Nofel Mishkov or Cholok Kol Gufoy, when he has a bad migraine, right, he can take medication at that time. So says Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal, that's not really considered to be a Cholok, do Bikur Cholok. Bikur Cholok means much more of a serious illness that he requires visitors in that case, and therefore, that's what he needs over there to make sure that he is going to carry the mitzvah in the correct way. It's interesting, Shaila, about visiting a goy, the Gemara Gittin Samach Aleph Omen Aleph, right? So Perek Nezokim brings down a little ton of Rabbonim. The Vatim Oni Nachrim Im Oni Yisrael, Umavakrim Cholim Nachri Im Chole Yisrael. So it comes like over there that there's no difference in a goy and a yid. The Din of Bikur Cholim even applies to there. So it says the Ritva Gittin Samach Aleph, but it says Im. Mashma, only a goy, no. But if you're anyway going to visit a Jew, then at the same time you should visit a goy. It's like those questions. I had this question. Somebody came to me. They asked me, they go around giving out presents to all the Jewish patients in the hospital. And sometimes you've got Arabs, you've got goyim over there who are also hanging around, and you know, should they give them? You know, there's another issue called loisachonim. Loisachonim means you can't just give some, you know, presents to goyim. So I told them, now, brother, it's more because of Mishum Eva. Eva, they'll say, oh, you're only giving the Jews, you're not giving the non-Jews, it's not right, and therefore it's a problem. But even more than that, we have over here a goy of Rosh Hashanah, Kitten Samach Aleph, that if you're anywhere visiting a yid, you should take a visit a goy in that case. There's a Mosek Taz. In Shin Amud Vav, Hilchos Dinei Reifa by the doctors. Shulchan Aruch says, Nitna, Gemara, we know this Gemara, Nitna Atoi Rishus the Reifa, the Rappers of Mitzvah, right? The doctor has permission to give a refuah. Says the Taz in Yodei Shin Amud Vav, Seed Cotton Aleph, if it's a mitzvah, so why do we call it a Rishus? Nitna Atoi Rishus. It's a mitzvah. Why is it a Rishus? What's going on? Answers the Taz, the Gavaldige Yisoid. And he says, because the refuah is through Bikesh Rachamim. The way that we get healed, the way we heal people, the way we heal ourselves, is Bakoshas Rachamim, asking the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Mishmaya Yeshlei refuah. In Shemayim, there's all the refuahs in the world. Everything has the ability to happen in that time, but not everyone's zoicha to it. So in order to do the refuah through Teva, then the Rabbeinu Shalom is maskim that you're able to do that, and the Rabbeinu Shalom gives the refuah through the doctor. But once a person is in the situation, we always have to remember that make sure to be yotz the mitzvah properly. I do want to read to you a very interesting email, because you know, I sent an email to somebody that went through a very bad situation. Their daughter was very, very, very sick for an extended period of time, and they had many, many guests coming to them, and you know, big personalities and singers and big rabbonim and big mashpim and all sorts of things. And I sent him an email. I said, you know, do me a favor. I'm giving a share on Bikur Cholim. You know, from your perspective, you were in the hospital for many months and months and months and months. You were home for months and months and months. You definitely have a good perspective of what's considered to be, you know, a mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. So can you please tell me, what gives us the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim? So he said to me, I was expecting like some kind of story, like, you know, all this happened and this shows you. But he says to me, I'm not going to give you a story. I'm going to give you 10 tips. 10 tips of Bikur Cholim. And the Rachman of Solon, anyway, we should never know, but he knew. He knew what it was, you know, the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. So I want to tell you the 10 tips that he wrote to me, because I think that's very important. Some of them are interesting because they actually encapsulate many of the Dibri Chazal that we mentioned. Number one, first one on the list. And I'm not so sure he knew all these halachas and learned the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemaras and everything else. He grabbed a nose. He grabbed a Chashev Yid. I just don't know if he was writing this from a place of chazal and halacha. He was just telling me 10 tips for what he felt from his perspective helped the most. Number one, he said, is to daven for the chayla. Daven for the patient. Number two, he says, inform the patient or the family that you are davening for them. Number three, don't ever tell the patient or the family, let me know if I can do anything for you. It means nothing. Number four, learn or anticipate what the patient may need or want and then get it done. Five, organize or join a group to coordinate what the patient and family need. Otherwise, they will receive 23 cheesecakes for sure. Six, knock, respect the patient's privacy. Seven, don't overstay your welcome. If there are too many lulls in the conversation, you may be missing the patient's cue that your time is up. Eight, offer to stay overnight or otherwise with the patient to relieve the family members. It may be the biggest chesed that you ever do. Number nine, unless you absolutely, really, really know, don't dispense medical advice or opinions on doctors or treatments. More often than not, you will be wrong. And number 10, if you see the family and don't know what to say to them, don't ignore them. Just say Refuah Shleima or Besuras Tovos. And I think that's a very, very important email to read out, especially during times like this, where Baruch Hashem, we're seeing the Rabbanu Shem giving a tremendous amount of Refuah to our Cholim, and the Rabbanu Shem Be'ez Hashem should be Mamshech to continue giving Refuah to these Cholim. And Be'ez Hashem, if we learn to Mekayim this mitzvah, if we learn to understand the mitzvah, learn to do the mitzvah in the proper way, Be'ez Hashem, the Rabbanu Shem will take away all of the sickness in the world, and that which is left will be Zorcha Be'ez Hashem, to give those Cholim a Refuah Shleima. I thank you very much for having me. I thank you very much, all of you, for listening. And I want to wish everyone a wonderful good day and Besuras Tovos Be'ez Hashem.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.